What?
Hello, we are calling up Health Meta Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Three.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes the schools your children attend this current school year? One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston, a private school, or homeschool?
Boston Public.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your age?
My age, 39.
Thank you. Give me just a moment. Okay, okay, thank you so much. And how do you describe your gender?
Male.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
Are you Latino, Black, Latino?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children in this current school year?
They're in, one isn't in school yet, and one is in K-2, and one is in second grade.
Okay, I'm sorry. You mentioned one is in second grade, and the other two?
K-2, and then the other one isn't in, like, BPS yet.
Okay. Just a moment. Okay, and as a reminder, the Boston Public School System also refers to as the BPS system. Is the district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston? Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System?
Satisfied.
Would you say that you're very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your second grade child school was graded in the same way. Overall, how will you grade your second grade child school?
B.
Thank you. And how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how will you grade Boston Public Schools?
Let's see.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking now about Boston Mayor, let's see, Michelle Wu, how will you grade the job she's doing with Boston Public School?
What was that? I didn't...
Sure. Thinking now about Boston Mayor's Michelle Wu, how will you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public School?
Let's say C.
Okay. As you may know, the Boston Public Schools system says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment?
What are the options?
Sure. You think that they are doing it very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, the Boston Public Schools system says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well you said the Boston Public School system is partnering with you?
Do
you think that it's very well? Okay. Thank you so much. If you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, you can pick up to two on the list that I'll give you. The first one is parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community.
I didn't catch the question. What was that?
Sure. If you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is more focused on serving, which one of the list you will think that they are more focused on? The parents, the teachers, the students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community?
Is there an I don't know? I really don't.
Okay. Thank you so much. You mentioned you had a child in second grade. For this next section, we're going to ask you specifically about your second grade child. How engaged do you want to be with your second grade child's education? Very engaged.
Very.
Somewhat.
Very.
Thank you so much. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your second grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very, but that's just because the school my kid goes to has a very good PTA.
Okay, thank you so much. And as a parent of a student in the Boston Public System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following statements? The first one is that the Boston Public School System makes it easier for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The next one is that my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System.
What?
My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next assignment is that the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. And the next one is that the communications I received from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, thank you so much. Now, how concerned are you about your second grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Do you think that
not at all, though.
Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. How concerned are you about your second grade child's physical safety while they are at school?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. And how much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public School System?
I've heard.
Do you think that is a great deal, a fair amount, not very much, nothing at all?
Great deal.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty spaces. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal of BPS?
I've heard.
Have you heard a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing
fair
at all?
Fair amount.
Thank you. As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS will include several elements. Will you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? The first one is merging some schools. Do you support or oppose?
It just depends, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't, they never named which schools mm-hmm. they're going to merge and close, so I really don't know.
Okay. Thank you so much. The next one is closing some schools. Do you support or oppose?
Same thing. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is renovating some schools.
Support.
Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. Then the next one is modernizing some schools.
Strongly support.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate the condition of your second grade child school? It's a great condition, a good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
I would say maybe poor condition, I would say.
Okay, thank you.
Get some renovations.
Okay, thank you. Now, to the best of your knowledge, will your second grade child's school be affected by the plan to close, merge, modernize, or renovate schools?
No.
Thank you. And how familiar are you with the history of school integration and Brooklyn in Boston during the 1970s? Were you very familiar?
Very familiar.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, a 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including business students to school in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents or grandparents, experience this period in Boston?
Yes.
Thank you. It was you, your parents, your grandparents?
My parents.
Okay, thank you so much. And do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
What was that? I didn't hear you.
Sure. Do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston Public School System to address the impact of racism and segregation?
What was the question?
Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston Public School System to address the impact of racism?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about ways the Boston Public Schools could work against the long-term impact of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount?
Right amount.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you feel that your second grade child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And how has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your second grade child's school changed over the past few years? That are more now, that are fewer now, there has been no changes?
More now.
Thank you so much. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Does your second grade child have an individualized education plan, like sometimes called an IEP?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Does your second grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Thank you. And what languages are you spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only English?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
Whole life.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Me? Law school.
Okay. So did you graduate it or?
Graduated law school.
And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just assume when I get to the right category, it was below 25,000. 25,000 to less than 35,000, 35,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to less than 100,000, 100,000 to less than 150,000, or 150,000 or more.
150,000 or more.
Thank you so much. This concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time taking the survey with us today and hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.